Are you struggling to get your project off the ground?
Is the term research a dirty word?
Need help finding more resources?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Center for Nursing Inquiry podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Rosenblum, a nursing inquiry coordinator for the CNI. And with me this time is Paula Murray, our nurse manager of nursing professional specialty programs for the Johns Hopkins Hospital and Johns Hopkins Baby Medical Center. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. So I want to go ahead and just get started and find out more about your role. Tell me what being a nursing professional practice specialist is all about.
So about 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, education at Johns Hopkins and Johns Hopkins Bayview transitioned to like a central organization, central structure. And within that structure, we have two directors and five managers in different areas. So like there's specialty, there's core nursing, we have the unit assistant personnel manager, critical care, and NRP. So there's about five managers, and all of the other nursing professional development specialists fall within under those different managers and the different programs that they work in. So my kind of subspecialty is specialty, which is a broad term for really any clinical area. So all of the educators, the nursing professional practice development specialist, also known as an educator, support those clinical areas. So we do a lot of education, obviously. We do development, professional development, offering, you know, continuing education, a lot with orientation right now with the amount of onboarding of new hires that we have. We do a lot of orientation onboarding. So, but we support quality improvement practices through education. We support unit initiatives. So all kinds of things related to education. So, and then so I'm the manager for those educators that cover the specialty department. So.
Wow, that sounds like a big job.
It is a big job. It is a big job. It's been very interesting, actually, how learning about how each department kind of runs. So you have pediatrics, you have oncology, you have med-surg, and this is at both campuses, at Bayview and Johns Hopkins downtown. So it's been very interesting seeing kind of the dynamics and just how education is viewed, how it's operationalized differently in each of the different departments. And so kind of our goal is, at least within specialty, is to harmonize as many practices as we can, to look at best practices for education and onboarding and paperwork and all of that, and to streamline it so that there's not so much duplication and heaviness of, you know, repeating content and all of that. So yeah, it's a big job. It definitely is a big job, but it's very interesting, and I've learned a ton.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity to meet people and continue learning if you happen to be, you know, among those of us who really enjoy lifelong learning, even mm-hmm. if it's not really a formal way to learn, you know, enriching yourself is its own kind of learning too. So that's very interesting. So now we know kind of where the educators are coming from, and that's really good to know. So you and I met
right.
recently at the Magnet Conference. I had to go to Chicago to meet you instead of just downtown. And that was a really nice conversation. And we talked a little bit there about, you know, how your role contributes to our Magnet designation. Can you tell me a little bit more about how your experience in your role got you to Magnet, and what you came away from Magnet that will help you in your role?
Okay, well, there's a lot of questions in there, but I'll take them as I can. So The opportunity kind of came on fairly quickly. I had just started in the new role, and there was an opening to go. Would you like to go to Magnet? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I would love to go. I've always heard about it, and I've been involved in it in different aspects as I've kind of been in different positions at Hopkins. I've been at Hopkins almost 30 years, so I've been very involved in different Magnet initiatives. So, in terms of like helping people as an educator, helping people understand what Magnet is and what the model is, and encouraging people to become Magnet representatives or advocates, on their unit, promoting best practices, looking and definitely supporting like quality improvement initiatives. Educators do a ton of that, but that's I'm kind of jumping ahead. So I was very, I had been involved in Magnet in varying capacities. And so when the opportunity came for me to go to the conference, I was like, I would love to go. So I was totally like blown away, honestly, on just how many like smart, creative, educated people are out there. And it really kind of opened my eyes to, kind of elevating things from like just at your institution. And I was coming from one department. I even before I took this role, I had been in one department most of my career. So it helped me to look at things from kind of a different perspective and see, gosh, there's so much good stuff going on at all these hospital systems, all this inquiry going on, like in the ICUs and patient care related, more qualitative research going on about how people are feeling about the things that they're doing. Do they feel competent? So, I mean, I think I took a picture of about 50 posters just, as I was walking around the room, like, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that's a good idea. So it kind of gets the juices flowing a little bit, when you see all of this education and well, when you see all of these, what am I trying to say? These experiments and innovations that people are coming up with, and the research that's being done to further nursing knowledge, it really makes you like, okay, well, what am I doing about this? Like in my home hospital. And then obviously connecting with you was great because then I kind of, it just, I was in a position, I think, to see the value of it at that point in my career. Not that I didn't see the value in it before, but really see what it's doing, what the inquiry is doing for our Magnet status at the hospital, but then kind of the larger community. And just the energy of everybody who was there, it's kind of infectious. And so you leave there like wanting to change the world but I definitely came back with a lot of really good ideas. And there was a few of us who met afterwards and kind of said, okay, what can we do differently? Is there ways that we can kind of fold inquiry into what we're doing every day a little bit more? So that was kind of a long answer to
No, that's great. Yeah. And so, bringing all of that back and thinking about what you could share with your team to also lead to supporting our Magnet status, how do you see your team of nurse professional practice development specialists contributing to our Magnet status?
So in the future, I mean, I think it's going to be continuing the same things we have been doing, which is, like I said before, like promoting evidence-based practice, people coming up to us within a class or, as they're like, even in orientation, I feel like we kind of start that inquiry mindset because they're coming into our skills days. And we're not just like, this is a skill, this is how you do it. We're like, well, this is why we're doing it. And it's to decrease infection rates. And this is evident, this product is evidence-based to decrease CLABSI. So that's why we're using it. So we're kind of starting that process as they first come in, I feel like, which is awesome, and which is I don't want to say a change. I don't want to say that we never did that before, but it's very intentional now with this new structure to not only give the skills, but give the why are we doing it the way we're doing it? And then following that up, so you have like your central nursing orientation, which is come this month, it'll be 4 days of skills. And then we follow that up with departmental orientation within the same kind of mindset of this is, we're getting a little more specific to the department, right? And then we have continuing education, which again is kind of following that line. So it's nice to kind of have a seamless structure to continue those themes of why are we doing what we're doing, supporting evidence-based practice. So how are we contributing? So I guess kind of fostering that spirit of evidence-based practice. We do it, and I said this before, but we do a ton of support with quality improvement. So, there'll be an issue on a unit, and the unit will say, "Hey, we found a problem. What can we do?" So we look at the research. We work. You pull together a team. We work. To find the best practices out there, and then maybe that leads to a full-blown quality improvement project. Maybe it leads to research. Maybe regulatory is part of it. Maybe there's a lot of kind of ways that that can spin off. And then education. So not only supporting the quality improvement initiatives in terms of creating the initiative and helping to operationalize it, but also once we found out that something works, then you got to educate the rest of the group. Like, this works. Well, let's see if it works in the other ICUs. It worked in this ICU. Let's try it in the other ICUs. So kind of, again, the fact that we're centralized has allowed the flow of information to be a little bit easier because you hear about it and you're like, oh, you're doing that? Huh. Let me try that. That's and before that wouldn't have happened because we wouldn't be having those conversations in different silos because you'd have pediatrics doing their thing over here and you'd have med-surg doing their thing over here and they wouldn't be talking to each other. So it's with this new structure, there's just more room for collaboration. So that can certainly help the magnet status because we know what other people are doing.
That sounds great. That's like a great way to get everyone on the same page. And it sounds like you really start right at orientation with acculturating staff to evidence-based practice and that spirit of inquiry that really moves us
We're trying. We're
all forward
trying.
together. Yeah. All right. That's wonderful. And so I wanted to ask you next how you see, I mean, you've mentioned it a couple of times in a few ways, how you see your role as impacting nursing inquiry, like quality improvement or evidence-based practice or even research.
Yeah, so again, like just trying to keep it in mind when we're talking with staff members. Also, we do a lot of mentoring in our role. So staff members who might be interested in teaching or just it doesn't have to be interested in this role, but just kind of helping people develop their strengths and kind of pointing them in the right direction, especially if we have multiple points of contact with people, we're able to kind of develop those relationships so that we can do some mentoring. I feel like there's been a lot recently with orientation and competency and defining competency. And so we're using research to kind of, we're in the process of, at the very, very beginning stages of revising, like, orientation paperwork. What does that look like? What are the best, what are the best models out there for orienting a new nurse? How can we do it faster but safer? Does it have to be 12 weeks on the nose? Is that what's proven? Or can we kind of tier it a little bit to have behaviors instead of numbers of shifts. So kind of looking, there's some evidence out there for different models of orientation that we're looking at. So using already existing research, right, to support changing the way we do things. So that's huge. And then the other way, which I think we need to do better at, and I take accountability for that for my team, is looking at our outcomes and how are we measuring the education that we're doing? How are we measuring the outcome? We might do all this great education, but if we're not improving X, Y, or Z, then I don't know if we can say we're doing a good job. How does education relate to nurse retention? Can we prove a relationship in that? So those are the things, those are the questions we're kind of asking. So that, to validate our role and kind of what we're doing. The other thing is like doing different competency assessments. So there's competency, like skills competencies, obviously, but there's also, do you understand, like we have a critical care assessment. So what is, do we have that? Is it validated? Is it not validated? Should we validate it? What's the best way to assess someone's knowledge, not just their skills, but their knowledge? So using nursing inquiry to help us get there and kind of figure that out too.
Right. You want to stay curious and ask those questions.
Right.
That's excellent. Yeah, wonderful. What suggestions do you have for someone who might be interested to get involved in nursing professional development?
So I would say start on your unit. So if you're a unit-based nurse, if you're on a unit, or really wherever your practice is, just kind of look, you can look at your strengths and weaknesses to see, do I like working with people? Do I like teaching? Do I like precepting? And start small. I remember how I got into education was I started with a patient education committee on my unit, and I started just, I'd go to the patient education meetings, and then I'd bring the notes back, and I'd make all these pretty bulletin boards for everybody to, learn, make sure they're educating their patients. And then when I went to the next unit that I worked on, I got involved with staff education, and I really enjoyed that, developing, different workshops and things for the staff. And then I moved, then that kind of pushed me into the educator role officially for my unit. I was a unit educator and then a department educator. So I think you just look at what you like, kind of what fills your bucket. And if you're interested, take some small steps in, teaching restraints for your unit or being on the staff ed or your patient ed committee and kind of just. And there's within our department, there's tons of opportunities to teach. So if you feel comfortable with that at the local level, you could teach a class for the central nursing, and then we'll hire you, and that'll be great.
That sounds great. Yeah, I like that idea of starting small right where you are. If it's something that seems interesting to you, go for it. There's definitely room for educators pretty much everywhere, it
For
sounds like.
sure.
So, okay, wonderful. So, I just wanted to circle back and make sure, was there anything else that you wanted to add about any of what we have talked about so far today?
That's a great question. I think we've covered most everything.
Okay, that's great. And then, so I just wanted to thank you for joining me today and talking to me about your nurse professional practice development specialist role and how the educators really contribute both to educating all of our staff and also in support of our magnet designation. It's wonderful to have this great integrated team that we can get resources and support from. So I want to thank you very much for joining me today.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you.
Great. And I want to remind the listeners out there that you can always reach out for more information to the Center for Nursing Inquiry at our email address, nursinginquiry@jhmi.edu, or our website, which is hopkinsmedicine.org/nursing/center/nursing-inquiry. And that's all for today. See you next time.